The Wisconsin Science Professionals Union says administrators at UW-Stout and Menominee have silenced two union members. The employees have raised concerns about potential exposure to asbestos in a campus building that was being remodeled. Union President Gary Steffen says exposure to asbestos can lead to a type of cancer, and the dispute at Stout should be of concern statewide.
The actions of UW-Stout have opened up the state to considerable financial risk in regards to the mesothelioma and potential suits in the future because of that. And that is not something that I consider to be small.
Steffen also says the case is an example of the contributions of professional employees being negated to preserve the image of high-level administrators. A spokesman at UW-Stout, Doug Mell, says containment policies for asbestos removal were followed to a T. He says there's been no cover-up.
When Richard Nixon was accused of a cover-up, his accusers had tapes. The union has no tapes. They have no evidence of a cover-up. All they have are baseless claims.
Mel says he can't comment on allegations that a Stout inspector is basically confined to his office, saying that's a personnel matter. He says he's glad the Wisconsin Department of Commerce has rescinded a report written by one of its industrial hygienists about the asbestos situation at Stout. The department is writing a new report. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.